It's a pleasure for me to welcome two sixth grade students to our Youth Express microphones, and they participated in the Fairchild Challenge and won. They are part of the winning team from Woodland Hills Academy, and we're going to meet each of them first, and then we'll talk. And why don't we start with you, Madeline? Can you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about you?
Hello, my name is Madeline Douglas. I've been in the performing arts. That's like one thing I do outside of school, and I participate in lots of plays, and I like acting and singing.
Well, that's great. And you're in sixth grade?
Yes.
And what plays have you been in that you've especially enjoyed? Anything recent?
I'm going to be in Leo Cole Christmas Carol this year.
With Pittsburgh Musical Theater?
Yeah.
That's a great show, and I really like Pittsburgh Musical Theater a lot. What part of the community do you live in? Woodland Hills Academy covers a lot of different municipalities. Where do you live?
I live in Swissvale, like the Swissvale region.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And do you have any shout-outs or hellos you'd like to say to anyone who might be listening?
I'd like to say hello to my mom and my family, like my sister Tessa and my brother Perry or Michael.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And then sitting on your left is Ella. Let's meet her. Hi, Ella.
Hi. I'm Ella, and I'm in sixth grade with Maddie.
Can you tell me what you like to do? Clearly, you both like writing and have some environmental interests, but do you have other things you enjoy doing?
I really like to read books and play lots and lots of video games.
Have you read anything interesting lately that you would recommend?
I'm reading the second Hunger Games book, and I really like the series a lot, so if you haven't read it, go read it now.
I haven't read any of them yet, and I probably should because I know there's a new Hunger Games movie that just came out, right?
Yeah, that's the reason I was trying to read it, so.
I feel left out. Is the movie about the second, is it related to the second book?
The movies are based off the books.
Okay, so you're trying to get up to speed. Do you like to read the book before you see a movie based on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I see you nodding your head. I don't know if you feel that way too, Maddie. I feel kind of like I'd rather get the author's impression of it first before I see what the movie did to it. Do you want to say hello to anybody, Ella, who might be listening? Any shout outs?
Hi, Mom.
She's right in the studio here. Well, I have a few messages to you that I'll pass along that have already come in. And one is from a Ms. Grattan. Who's she?
Oh, she was our fourth grade teacher.
Yeah.
Best teacher in the world.
She writes, "Congratulations, Maddie and Ella from the Woodland Hills Academy. Very proud of both of you and of all of your hard work on the Fairchild Challenge." And then another note came in. Oh, it's from Mrs. Pearson. Who is that? Everybody's pointing. Do you want to tell us about Mrs. Pearson?
Ms. Pearson is a gifted teacher, and she's been my gifted teacher since third grade. And she's been
mine since fourth.
Well, and she writes, congratulations to you and your classmates for winning first place in the Fairchild Challenge. Your haikus and artwork were stunning. I'm so proud of you and your classmates. I didn't realize you had artwork, too. Can you describe what this challenge was all about and what you did?
You were supposed to go outside without any electronics and just enjoy nature. And then you'd have to write about it. And
yeah.
And like in the regular haiku way, like 5, 7, 5.
Yeah, it was like 5 syllables in the first sentence, yeah. And then 7 in the second and 5 in the last.
Now, was it a challenge to be without any electronic devices? How long did you have to do that for?
It was like we had to find something to write the haiku about, so we had to go outside for pretty much as long as it took us to do that.
And I wait for my friends at the bus stop, so I got to like spend it. So I only waited like 20 minutes and I figured out what I wanted to write about. But it may take longer or like shorter to do that.
I think it's kind of fun to write haiku. That constraint of 5, 7, 5 sometimes can be a challenge. And do either of you text or tweet?
I text a lot.
I text, but I don't have a Twitter, so.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like if you want to try to keep your text messages to 160,
yeah.
I think, characters. So that's kind of like a modern haiku. You have to limit the number of characters you use. And I sometimes enjoy trying to do that. And Twitter, you know, has a limitation like that, too. A little more artful to go with the 5, 7, 5, I guess. So in addition to writing haiku, you did art as well?
Yeah.
And tell me about that.
So we had to write a picture based on the haiku that we wrote.
And so like if my haiku was about rainstorms, you would have to like draw a storm or like something that relates to it. But if it was like creeks, you'd have to draw a creek, or autumn, you'd have to draw like leaves and something that involves with the haiku.
I wonder if anybody drew their picture first and then made a haiku.
We had to do a rough draft.
So the haiku comes first, so it's probably better to get your draft, to draft it, redraft it, and finalize it, and then do the picture afterwards. Well, I'd love to hear some of the haiku you wrote. And I know you girls were kind enough to bring some from your classmates, too, with it being a holiday weekend. Not everybody could be here. I'll just let you share them maybe in whatever order you'd like. You two can take over the show here and make sure you mention the authors, and if they're titles, mention them. And please just share away.
Do you want to hear?
Okay. This one was mine. It's called Flowers in the Wind. The sun warms the earth on the windy day. On the windy autumn day, the petals will fly.
And then this one's by me also. It's called Rainstorm. Raindrops are falling. The warm air turns into ice. No sun can be seen.
Those are both great. And just so you know, since me might not be clear over the radio, Maddie is who you just heard. And Ella did the first haiku that you heard. And I like following along. Can you read yours again, Ella? I just want to sort of show the 5-7 pattern again.
Okay, so it's called Flowers in the Wind. The sun warms the earth on the windy autumn day. The petals will fly.
So the sun warms the earth, 5, on a windy autumn, 7, day, the first of the 5. And then the last 4 words?
The petals will fly.
The petals will fly. I think I go on a windy autumn day. Yes, day was the 7th syllable. And then the last, the petals will fly. Really fun. And you could write these later today yourself. You could try to write some. Let's hear some more.
So this haiku is from Donnell Favors. It's called Nature's Melody. The wind is singing. The leaves wrestled in rhythm to nature's heartbeat.
This one is from Zoe Fredo. It's called Clouds in the Night. Clouds so big and white, hugging the moon in the night, dancing with the stars.
And then this one's by Caden Fruta. It's What She Sees. She needs not a plug, not technology nor app. Nature is the light.
This one was written by Katrina Scott. It's called Autumn Wind. The wind is howling. It is dancing around me like I'm in the clouds.
And then this one's called Creeks by Anaya Gardner. The creek is flowing, a calm, soothing melody surrounding autumn.
This one was written by Gianna Pasqualino. It's called Squirrel Dance. Squirrels scurrying, stealing acorns from the lawn, ready for winter.
And then Ben Kefalis wrote Autumn. Leaves, no two the same. The calm breeze blows through my hair, color all around.
This one was written by Zach Brunza? Is that okay? It's called Plugged Into Nature. I look at the sky, leaves are falling gracefully, a beautiful day. And that's all the haikus we have.
Those are all great. Do either of you think you'll continue to write haiku just for fun?
I think I will, and I think I'll explore more topics, like other than environmental. I think I'll go into like the fictional state, like writing more like mystery almost haikus.
Yeah. How about you, Ellen?
I think I will, just for fun.
After doing this, did you find yourself trying to write haiku around everything you're doing? Like, I am home from school. I need something to eat now. Is there a cookie? I like doing that sort of things. Now, this whole program, the Fairchild Challenge, is sponsored locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, and it's a national program designed to foster interest in the environment. Do you think this helped improve or at least gave you some new insights into the environment and the world around you?
I think, the Fairchild in general is really opening my eyes about how much we pollute the earth and how much we can help it. Help it be better, like the global warming we can reduce. And not just like the haikus. The haikus like opened my eyes, and then the Fairchild really made me take action.
That's good. And your haiku will open eyes of other people too, I think, Maddie. How about for you, Ella?
Yeah, it was same. I didn't know how bad the polluting with the earth had gotten until we started these challenges. And it just like really opened my eyes to what we were actually doing and what we could do to stop it.
Do either of you think, in this, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you could think of one thing you could do differently or people could do differently to help the environment, does anything come to mind?
Switching out your light bulbs.
Yeah.
To more, like, health, like the, not healthier, more... I forget what that's called.
More efficient.
Yeah.
That don't use as much. I know we're in the process of doing that throughout the museum. I'm not sure if these lights above you are like that or not, but that's a simple action that can save a lot. Anything else come to mind at all?
Switching your lights off when you leave a room.
Another light-related one, just making sure that you turn out the lights when you leave the room. That makes total sense. Thank you both for being here. Is there anything else either of you would like to say?
I would thank you, Ms. Pearson, for giving us this opportunity to be here and make the haikus today for Fairchild, and just grateful that we can be here today.
You did a great job sharing them too, including those written by your classmates. It was really nice of you to do that. Anything else you wanted to close with, Ella?
this was a really fun experience, and I hope I get to do it next year as well.
Great. Well, I hope I'll see you maybe for another Fairchild Challenge coming up soon. And you've got a great school. We've been working at Woodland Hills Academy with 8th and 9th graders every Friday. We've been out doing some projects there, and it's been a lot of fun. Congratulations and thank you. Again, you just heard from Ella Conte and Madeline Douglas, Maddie, both representing the Fairchild Challenge champs for this month from Woodland Hills Academy.